Wednesday morning, we love talking technology with our guru, Jeff Quattromani. How are you, mate?
I'm really well. How are you?
Not too bad. Exciting and breaking news. You were actually essentially part of The Sims recently. I mean, we all remember the game The Sims, where there was a virtual version of you that was living and existing. You actually got to do it for real, but virtually.
Look, that's actually a perfect way to wrap this up, because I put on a virtual reality headset. I had controls in both of my hands. And what I was seeing what felt like was that I was inside the Bahamas and effectively near a hotel. I could see there was a conference room, which I could go and sit in as well. But as soon as I actually stood there near the beach, I can actually see somebody else in the distance. We walked towards each other and then we started to have a conversation. And it's amazing when you're having a meeting in virtual reality where you see an avatar of them and they can see me. When the mouth is moving, the hands are moving, I can hear them very clearly, and I have no other distractions around me. It's not like I'm meeting them through a screen. It actually felt like a very real in-person conversation. In fact, when they reach out to shake hands, you actually feel a vibration in the controller when your hands do connect. So you do have this very real experience where, you know, virtual meetings can be had really anywhere in the world just from your living room.
Did someone offer you a coconut with the drink and a little umbrella with it at the same time?
Look, that would have been the last thing I needed, or even a nice gentle ocean breeze. I was in my room, so it was a bit different. And the other thing to that, too, is that if you are too immersed and you take it way too seriously, you actually have a risk of walking into a wall inside your room. And in fact, what was interesting was we wanted to sit down for our conversation in this virtual world, and I wasn't prepared for that. I didn't have my chair nearby, so suddenly I was moving my hands around trying to find my chair so I could sit down in the virtual world with them.
How does this help with the meeting, for instance? I mean, look, these days we have Zoom meetings. You know, you and I could essentially be looking at it to each other face-to-face, whereas living in or being part of a virtual world, does that enhance the experience? Does it make it different? Is it just a gimmick?
Look, for me, it was much more engaging. I know that I can join Zoom meetings as I do all day, and I'm pretty quick to look at another part of my screen, open up another tab in my browser, start looking at my phone. When you're wearing a virtual reality headset, you have no more distractions. I mean, somebody could walk into the room and you wouldn't even know they were there. So you have this very immersive and engaging way of meeting. And what's more is once you're in this virtual world, yes, you can still present and share content like you'd normally do on a Zoom meeting, but you can even bring in 3D models. So we placed a Ford, I think it was a Ford Focus, in between us, and we both walked around it. So you could imagine talking about a product that we've been designing. We could actually walk around it, interact with it, and have a proper conversation like you would as if you were in person.
Given that these are avatars, does that mean you could design your own? So that if you're the boss and you're going to chew out your employees, when they walk into the virtual meeting, they're going to see that you've got like a tiger's head or something.
No, you absolutely could. And I had to go through every aspect, and it can get quite detailed into how much time you spend on your own avatar. But everything from your shoes to even the shape of your nose, every single part can be customized. And it was nice to, even at the end of our meeting, we managed to take a selfie together in our virtual world. But it doesn't quite look enough like me to share.
How do we access this technology?
Look, the headsets are from a company called HTC. The one that I tested was the Vive Focus 3. As long as you and the other person has one of those, and in fact, even if they've just got an iPhone, they can join the meeting but don't have that avatar experience. But you are looking at about $2,000 for these VR headsets. They're not cheap. It's definitely not cheap technology yet. I can't wait for it to become something that we could all do, and maybe our kids would go to school in virtual reality.
Well, and quite potentially this interview next week will be you walking to a room to be greeted by a bear. That's the avatar that I would choose, mate.
I'm looking forward to this scary experience.
Jeff Quattromani, as always, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.